Hello?
Thank you for calling customer service. This is Ashanti. How may I help you?
What customer service is this, honey?
We are a third party call center. We customer service for multiple companies and we are returning your call.
Oh, okay. For the what you call them, gadget thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Huh?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you didn't tell me, you just said for multiple. Okay, hold on one. Okay, I'm calling about it's gadget for taking out of my account, and I don't know what it's for. It's called Consistent Quality Gadget.
May I please have a zip code?
25401.
And may I please have your first name?
My first name is Barbara.
Barbara.
William.
May you please verify your address?
1117 West Edition Street.
Okay, thank you very much. Could you hold for a moment while the assistant pulls up your account?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. My system is a bit slow. I'm still waiting on your account to pull up, ma'am.
Okay, honey. What's your name?
My name is Ashanti.
Ashanti?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Ashanti. What number are you calling me from?
Ma'am, I don't know.
You don't know?
No, ma'am.
Where are you located?
I cannot disclose that information, ma'am.
I don't know, but I know that you better disclose why they take money out of this. I don't know what this is for, but.
Yes, ma'am. Once the system gets pulled up all the way, I will explain to you what the charges are for.
No. Okay.
How should you tell me this?
Mm-hmm. and Charlie.
901-165. Yes, sir. Is there anything else I can help with today? Okay, I see you have our product, the ice maker, and you purchased on the 14th of July.
July the 14th? Yeah, okay. And what's it doing saying? And why are you charging me
$40? I'm fixing to explain to you, ma'am. Okay. You entered the sweepstakes for to win the ice maker.
No, it wasn't. It was just a free ice maker ordered. It was like $2. And y'all charging me $40.
No, ma'am, to enter to win the ice maker costs $7.95, and also it stays in the terms and conditions on the page where you ordered the ice maker from that if you don't win in the next 2 days, that you have to cancel before the 2 days are over or you will be charged.
No, it isn't. No. Y'all gonna took this out of my account without my permission. I want my money back or this is fraud because y'all are hacking people's accounts. And that is crazy. And, yes, ma'am. And I am calling the law on this number and reporting this to the Consumer Affairs. Yes, ma'am. Because it's no way. It's no $39, $40. How in the hell y'all get the $40? It was only $2. It wasn't no $7.99. It was $2.
No, ma'am, it was $7.95 that
took out of your account on the 14th. It was an ice maker. It was $2 and something from one of them gadget store for an ice maker. And I have not received the ice maker or anything. And how are you going to charge me for that? Something I haven't even got.
Yes, ma'am, because it was not a free ice maker. It was for you.
Yes, I didn't say it was free. I bought it. And you supposed to send it. And you didn't never send it. And it wasn't no count in 2 days. No. Y'all
are
trying to get
over.
Can you
please let me explain?
I will call. No. No. It's no
explanation. I cannot help you if you will not let me talk.
Well, okay. Help me.
Okay. It was not for you to purchase an ice maker. It was for a sweepstakes to win the ice maker.
No, honey. This said purchase. It wasn't nothing about no sweepstakes, because I remember.
Ma'am, you have excuse me, ma'am.
What was the name of the ice maker? Hello?
Ma'am, can you let me explain, ma'am, so that I can help you out with whatever you need help with?
Okay, go ahead.
On the 14th of July, you paid $7.95 to enter the sweepstakes to win the ice maker. It stated on the page that you entered the sweepstakes on that you had 2 days to cancel before you will be charged $56 for more entries in the sweepstakes to win the ice maker. And also, you will be enrolled in a fitness app. Free for 1 month, then it will start the subscription. It will charge you after the first month. It's free. You never canceled, so you've been getting charged ever since the 19th of July. You've been getting charged for the ice maker because you never canceled it.
And how much was that?
$56, ma'am.
$56?
Yes, ma'am.
$56 ever since July the 19th?
Yes, ma'am. And then the fitness app has been charging $39 ever since. The 13th of September.
Okay, let me tell you one thing. That's fraud. because this is a what company? What was the name of that ice maker?
No, ma'am, it is not fried because it was in the
time. No, listen to me, because
ma'am, I cannot help you if you don't let me talk and you just keep yelling over.
Okay, Shanti, give me your supervisor.
Ma'am, like I stated, this is not fried.
Give me your supervisor, please.
Ma'am, like I stated, this is not fried, and it was clearly in the time.
Ma'am, can I speak to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am, you can. I'll have to transfer you
thank
over,
you.
But that is why it's good to read the terms.
Thank you.
Before you purchase things.
Thank you. Let me speak to your supervisor. Hello?
Yes.
Where's your supervisor, honey?
I am notated. I have stuff to do before that I can transfer you.
You have what?
I have to do certain things before I can transfer you, and that's what I'm doing.
Are you calling from your house?
No, ma'am, I am not.
Is this a company?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the name of the company?
We are a third-party call center, and we customer service for multiple services.
What's the name of the company?
Ma'am, you are being transferred now.
Yeah, okay.